Hello, podcasters. Ed here. Em normally do this bit, but Em's off the first night of her...
Echoing, sorry. Oh. Keep going, though.
Oh, it's a bit of an echo. Don't worry about it.
It's a bit of an echo. That's... Fix it up. Fix it, guys.
It's a podcast. You're probably just doing working out or you're looking for... What is it? Caramello? What's it called?
Caramilk.
Oh, thank you.
Caramilk.
Hello, Tanya Hennessy, who did a great job filling in for Em today. It's called Caramilk, the stuff that Cadbury's taken off the shelves.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Everyone's
sad
gone
that
nuts
it's off
full.
The shelves.
Grant Denyer, have you ever eaten something that's been later been recalled?
Oh, that's always a no. I'm a fairly low risk eater, though, I might add. If it's not a palmer and a pot, then I'm out. Like, I don't take chances.
I'm basic too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I play it pretty simple. 2 minute noodles, bring it on.
Yeah.
Nothing unhealthy in there.
Can I give you a student meal?
Mm-hmm.
2 minute noodles, oriental flavour.
Ooh. Yep.
Are you still allowed to call things oriental flavour? I'll have to check that.
I don't think you
according
are.
According to Maggie, yes.
Yeah, according to Maggie. Oh, that's what it used to be called, surely.
Yeah.
I know it was. And then I would put bolognese sauce on the top.
Oh, that's horrific. Oh.
Hashtag delicious.
That is graphic and revolting.
I know.
Put bacon and cheese in it.
I'll crack an egg in there every now and then. Bacon and cheese.
Egg.
Yeah. Egg.
Yeah, crack an egg in there. Just let that boil in there and just break it up. So it's just got new little bits of something, something.
Kim, our producer's in the studio. We should do MasterChef 2 minute noodles, Kimmy.
Yes.
That's a good one. Okay, podcast. Hey, if you you can't get tickets to M show, it's sold out everywhere.
Hey,
what a good problem to have.
It is.
Okay. She's going to rock the world. It was great to have a little bit of a glimpse of the future as well today. Enjoy
Noah.
That.
Noah is on because he's from the future.
Yeah, Noah's come back to tell us what's going to happen, and I'm dumbfounded what I learned and
me too.
What we heard.
Educational.
We're in for something.
Dumbfounded how easy it was to copy that voice. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six. Top of the morning to you, Grant Denyer.
Good morning, Ed Cavalli.
Top of the morning to you, M. Oh, she's not here today because she starts her show tonight, Evil Queen, sold out in Sydney. I'll be her now. Sold out in Sydney, don't bother. But she starts tonight, so she's having a day to prepare.
Which is fair enough.
And we're going to see her.
It's going to be a big gig. I feel like I've lost an arm, just quietly. I might just reach over and just stroke her chair or something, just in memory of
M. Thank goodness she said stroke and not sniff. That would have been...
Please don't tell her that I stroked her chair. She'll kill me.
Good to see you. The lovely Tanya Hennessy's going to join us after 7 o'clock. So, geez, we have a lot to get to for a Friday.
I feel like Mum's not in the house at the moment and I'm just going to jump on the couch and I'm going to have... Every meal is just going to be cereal.
Well, it won't be a Happy Meal because they've changed them.
What?
Oh, this is big news today.
Are you serious?
This is big news today. Hold on to your hats. They have changed the Happy Meal configuration, and I don't think it's going to be a popular choice.
I'm pretty sure that's 90% of the reason why most families go to McDonald's. That's a big call.
The toys, have you given yours? Yeah. Daughter is 6.
Yep.
Is she a Happy Meal fan?
Loves it. Okay. Did it yesterday.
What's the toy at the moment?
The toy at the moment was Shopkins. It is Shopkins, yes. Shopkins.
$1 billion business.
Is it? What is it?
Shopkins are like miniature supermarkets, if you like. So there are lots of little items as toys. They're terrible. It's like worse than Lego because there are so many small pieces that get scattered around your house that you stand on.
So kids are now playing Aldi.
They are.
Build your own Aldi.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow, that's fun. We'll talk about that today. The Time Traveller. I know he's been doing the rounds, but I've had an exclusive chat with the Time Traveller and got some predictions from the Time Traveller who has passed a lie detector that you will not hear anywhere else.
See, this is useful for the rest of us. I said come back with some info that we can use,
yes,
and you've got it.
I have some huge information from the Time Traveller. Married at First Sight and plenty else. But up next, what is the superior... Grant Denyer, this is the buffet, the all-you-can-eat smorgasbord edition, right?
Yep. We're talking a lot of food today.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Should we be re-singing all of the openers, Grant Denyer?
We should be doing our own. Superior.
Here you're leading this one. What is the superior today? The question is, what is the superior? Oh, what are we playing for, that he asks himself? Wonderful tickets to the... Sydney Comedy Festival Gala. But then we've also got good prizes. There's a blow dry here for you and a friend at Blow Bar. Got to be careful with that, Co. That's up for grabs. And some movie passes as well. So it's going to be one of those.
Don't ask for the conditioner. Yep.
Yep. Okay, so.
We're going to, what's a superior all-you-can-eat item at a smorgasbord? I don't know whether you saw this the other day, but Pizza Hut announced what to me was some of the greatest news I've heard this decade.
Go on.
That they are reintroducing the store. Not just a takeaway venue, not just a venue where you go and get your box and you run, but a proper sit-down
restaurant
with the troops, get together and fight over some of the finest food this world has to offer.
So at the top of your list, because I used to go to the all-you-can-eat smorgasbord Wednesday afternoons after school sport, Pizza Hut Bondi Junction. Back when Bondi Junction was sort of like a wild west of the carousel and wind tunnels, before the Death Star that is the Westfield took over and just knocked everything down, there was an all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut, and we would go in there, me and my whole soccer team, and we would clean the joint out.
Yeah.
And it was, because what would happen, people wouldn't know this, they would have pizzas all sitting in trays, and you could have as much pizza as you want.
Yep.
They had a soft serve machine. They had a chocolate mousse machine. They had bacon bits. Were they called bacon bits? They came in a little tray.
Bacon bits!
Yes.
Yes!
And I think bits was spelt with a Z, asterisk, that's does not contain real bacon. but it was, I'm going to put my hand up and say, the bacon bits at Pizza Hut.
No.
Now, you've accidentally...
Very good.
You've accidentally stumbled into one of my key things.
What?
I've been kicked out of 3 buffets in my life for overeating. Bondi Junction...
Hang on. Overeating at an all-you-can-eat venue?
Yes. There was a Chinese restaurant in Randwick that offered all-you-can-eat. My friend Michael Luciano went in there for dinner. We got booted out for eating too much.
What?
Yeah.
Surely that... Would you get them on false advertising? Did you sue them?
I have still had spring rolls in my mouth as I was being thrown out.
This is an outrage, sir! This is an outrage! There is the sign clearly states...
There is nothing better than... And this feels to me very much like a 90s thing when Pizza Hut was at the top of its game. There was no other contenders at the time. And you would go there and you would fight over the Bay Marie with other people. If there was a fresh pizza that had come out, can you remember what it was like when the people descended on the Bay Marie and there was coughing
like
and
seagulls
spluttering over that glass screen, really maxing that out?
Well, the thing about the sneeze guard on the salads was it was very high.
It was
and
too
if the children, children were just launching.
And some adults.
And some adults. Well, hey, Johnny's in straight away. Johnny, from the Central Coast, what is the superior smorgasbord item?
16 mini spring rolls, buddy.
Yay! Where do you go, mate? Where's your spot?
I like going to the Golden Bowl in Orange, Central West. I do a lot of driving, so I get out there all right.
The Golden Bowl.
The Golden Bowl. It does sound delicious. Is it all you can eat sweet and sour pork as well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But I sort of fill myself up with mini spring rolls.
Yeah, well, you would. You're an excellent person, Johnny. So you get movie tickets for getting involved straight away. 13-10-60. What is the superior smorgasbord item?
Cheesy toast, my friend. I used to live for that.
Oh, Sizzler.
Yeah.
Oh, the cheesy toast. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
13-10.
Similar situation as the Pizza Hut. Obviously, that's a Bray Marie situation as well. But the cheesy toast was something that I would save up all my money that I worked at Kmart for to go and blow a date on with a girl. Cheesy toast.
Nothing but the best, baby.
You looked fancy when you were getting the cheesy toast.
Did you?
Yeah.
You thought you looked fancy.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Sharon, you can have as much of that as you want, baby. Grant Denyer, you're throwing up what's the superior smorgasbord item because, thankfully, Pizza Hut is reopening restaurants and we're hoping that they're going to have the all-you-can-eat.
They're going back to the golden days.
Great golden days.
When it was at the top of the tree and nothing could take it on. And I remember, particularly with the soft serve, do you remember how much of a frenzy it would be around the machine? Like you'd get a bowl and you'd go, you know what, filling this bowl up is not enough. So if you could sort of swirl it around like you're an ice cream man, you would just try and get it like about a foot and a half high out of the bowl.
The key was to use the perimeter of the bowl to create a sort of exterior border so then you could put more in the middle as well.
So you could make like a tower, if you like a triangular tower of ice cream. And then, of course, you go over there for the condiments, whether it be the hundreds and thousands, the sprinkles.
The mini marshmallows.
Yes. And it'd be just like a murder scene all around the floor because it was just stuff and carnage everywhere.
So what is the superior smorgasbord item? Jared from Campbelltown, what is the superior smorgasbord item?
Oh, it's got to be the calamari and the honey sesame chicken from Chinese.
Now, do you have a place?
Or you can eat.
Yeah, well, we figured that. Do you have a particular place that you like to go, Jared?
There's only one around here, and that's at the RSL.
Oh, yeah. How much?
It's like $25 a head.
You get your money's worth there, wouldn't you, Jared? You could eat more than $25 worth of food.
I also wanted to just let you guys know that Pizza Hut, where you can eat, there's one actually out our way. It's been here for years.
It's still going?
Still going.
What day is it?
Every day of the week.
Hang on, every day. Oh, during the day, though. They don't do it at night.
No. Lunch and dinner.
Whereabouts?
St. Andrews. That's right. That might be us, Jared.
I know what I'm doing today.
I'm going to keep your number, Jared.
I'm carb loading today is what I'm going to do.
Fantastic, Jared. Mick from Liverpool. What's the superior smorgasbord item?
Morning, boys. I'm a sucker for mussels and seafood, so every time I go there, we go to the Star Buffet.
Star. Mm. Yeah, mate. Yep.
I get a plate full of mussels, and Mrs. always goes to me, just don't eat too much because you know it's going to happen. I'm like, no, I won't. An hour later, yeah. Oh, feeling pretty sick.
Repeats a little bit, does it, mate?
The mussels, you know, the mussels with the prosciutto on top?
Yeah, the special ones, the fancy ones. Ooh. Hey, do you know, Mick, of the three buffets that I've been kicked out for overeating, the Star was one of them.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah, me and the same mate and another guy.
Outrageous! I can't understand this. I thought that only happened in an episode of The Simpsons. Nah,
me and a mate and another guy got marched out of the Star buffet for overeating. They said they were, quote, changing shifts.
Which included you, changing you over for the next sucker that came in that paid top dollar and got turfed out an hour later.
Three of you, get out. Clayton. Superior, the superior smorgasbord item is?
Where do I start, fellas? When I go to the RSL, usually I start off with the prawns. If I go to Lone Star, mate, it's got to be all the ribs.
Now,
you peel your own prawns, mate, or are you going for the pre-peeled prawn?
Mate, generally I go at least twice a week, all you can eat. I'm a single bloke, so start off at the RSL with the prawns, mate, and go for the rest of it from there.
Yeah, and look, I'll give you one more tip, everybody, is that what you don't do is eat what I call non-delicious filler, which is just simple carbs that are designed to fill you up so that you don't go for the high-priced items. So you never eat any pasta.
You have worked this system.
This is why when you sit down at the buffet, they give you bread, right? So they give you bread to try and fill you up because bread is cheap and it doesn't cost money like the prawns and the rest. So if I sit down at the buffet and someone puts bread in front of me, I throw it back in their face.
Yes, you should.
Jared wins today. Jared, because Jared's told us at St. Andrews, Denya and I are totally coming, and still got themselves an all-you-can-eat pizza. Tickets to the Sydney Comedy Festival Gala at the Sydney Opera House Tuesday, the 24th of April. A lineup of comedy legends for one big night of fun. Jared, well played.
You're a legend.
I don't know if they do all-you-can-eat pizza at the Opera House. I'd have to check. Everybody else is getting movie tickets. 6:20. This shooting that took place near a gym in Rockdale is quite an amazing story. Now, Gogs.
Yeah, guys.
Hi, Gogs. Now, big police presence there still today. I saw a little bit of traffic disruption around that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Still a major crime scene there at Rockdale Fitness First after a former Comintero bikie president, Mick Howie. He was gunned down outside. His life support was turned off in St. George Hospital yesterday afternoon.
What time was it? Just after
midday, so it was broad daylight. He was shot up to 12 times, witnesses have reported saying, as he was getting into his car, as he was leaving the facility. At the moment, police are saying a burnt-out car was found just streets away.
Well, that was quite incredible footage. There was news footage of a car
on fire,
engulfed in flames.
Someone had captured it.
Two people have been seen on CCTV running from the area, so obviously police are looking into that one.
Thank you, Gogs. Appreciate that. Now, when we said this just around the office today, our senior producer, Kim. Kim, hello, Kimmy.
Hello.
You said that you used to go to this gym.
Yes, I went there for 8 months. Okay. And I even was doing personal training there. So I would be there at lunchtime.
Oh, so you go at lunchtime.
Wow.
Was it busy at lunchtime? Was it top?
No, actually, it wasn't that busy. And that's why I like to go. And also my hours allow that. But no, and I did see, people. Yeah, it wasn't that busy.
You've seen people there.
Yeah.
Now, it's free. It's like, the type of, just, I haven't been to that exact gym, that exact Fitness First in Rockdale. There's a lot of sight lines, isn't there? Like, there's other businesses around as well. And it's very open, that front car park bit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were you doing some personal training there?
I was doing some personal training there.
For a bodybuilding comp or?
No, but I did see. I was fascinated. It really fascinated me, that gym, actually.
Why was that?
Oh, just watching people. It was a great people watcher.
A lot of very fit, very dedicated.
Very fit carrying like lots of weights. So like, I had not seen these muscles
yet. Like a high percentage of your bigger units in there.
Yeah, actually only one or two, but they were enough to, I was captivated actually by what, yeah. No, I was. Were to
you
watch these,
are you curving or working out?
Oh, well, you know, what are you, half.
Now, Kim, it's not working out if you're sitting at the front with a latte. Another one, gents. Just
going, another rep, please, boys.
The green juice.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
In the race, because the Prime Minister has banned sex between... I know, don't snicker.
It's the hashtag that I'm laughing at.
He has banned sex between ministers and their staff. Let's hear a little bit of Malcolm Turnbull talking about this whole Barnaby Joyce fiasco, keeping in mind that he cannot sack Barnaby Joyce because he needs the numbers in Parliament and he needs the Nationals. Take it away, Malcolm.
Ministers, regardless of whether they are married or single, must not engage in sexual relations with their staff. Doing so will constitute a breach of the standards.
So, in a race to have the best headline about it, we would like to award the Adelaide Advertiser today's grand prize. On the front page of that paper, I'm just looking at the digital version, Turnbull bans sex with staff. It's a case of, and then in big letters, no pokies. Yes.
There's so many puns. So many puns. Because it's effectively a bonking ban, and that hashtag has taken off.
Bonking ban, yes.
Which effectively means that there are no guest appearances allowed in the lower house.
Oh, that's a bad mate.
Thank you. Don't mind
that at all. So what do you think of this? So he said this, if you're a minister and you're keen on someone in your staff, even if you're single, you're not allowed to hook up with them. Daniel, your thoughts?
I don't know, man. Look, to be honest, I don't really care too much about it. I don't know if I want my government deciding who you can and can't have sex with. I don't know if that's the role of a government or whether they should be playing that role. That's like the role of an adult. Right. You should be making your own life choices and good life choices, hopefully. But
and do you think that because if this is for single people we're talking about, you can see how if people are married, then... Well, they shouldn't be doing it anyway.
Yes, you shouldn't. But should that be legislated? I don't really know. Look, you got to remember that prior to Tinder, that most relationships that begun kind of flourish from workplace environments because that's where you spend most of your time.
You can't stop people meeting at work.
No, you can't.
Because technically I met my wife at work.
So did I. You did too, because she came in.
You met my wife at work?
Yeah. Who else has been with my wife?
What is this? So, yeah, that's right. I interviewed her for radio. So
repeatedly.
Yeah, well, don't be like that.
You
wasn't
kept
weird.
Asking no, her to no, come back
weird.
In.
Don't be like that.
Didn't they have to pull you aside and say, Ed, you're going to have to ask her out?
One person from Channel 7 said you can't keep doing this.
It's the fourth time this week you've asked her for an interview.
It's pot calling the kettle black over at 7. Listen, taking my moral cues from that lot, that's for sure. So the question remains... He can't sack him.
No, he can't.
Look, he needs him. So now he's on leave. So now we've got Matthias Cormans, the Terminator.
Because what's the issue? Obviously, look, he's done the wrong thing by his family, and you feel terrible for his partner and his children. Yes. However, is this story that's continuing about the misuse of public funds?
Now this is where it's going to end up. The nights in Canberra, the free nights. I've got a solution.
What's that?
If we don't want this to happen on purpose. Then every night, because Sam Dastyari, the former senator, is saying that the Parliament House is a hotbed of, as he calls it, rooting, and that every night people sit around having drinks, talking about how important they are, and then one thing leads to another. This is it. Ready, Malcolm? This is how we solve it. Whenever anyone is getting together in Parliament House, all of the ministers and all of their staffers, whenever they're going out for a few drinks, everyone puts their lanyards in a bowl, and whoever you pick out... Bronwyn Bishop, again! Time to go to Pyeongchang. And the Winter Olympics, Grant Denyer, our official Olympics correspondent, I should say, M would be furious right now because in front of you, you've got pieces of paper that you've not only written notes on, but you've used a highlighter.
Yeah, she's really hard on me when it comes to preparation. You know, I like to sort of, you know, do a professional job.
I know.
And highlighting in notes, I think just, you know, equates to a better performance all around.
Yeah, and
she's not for it.
No, she's not for it. The irony is she likes to put glitter on things but no highlighter.
Yeah, she's thrown my notebook across the room.
She has.
I've had pens removed from my hand forcibly.
You have. It's workplace bullying. So
I think it's an abusive relationship we've got. but I know my place.
Winter Olympics.
Oh, man, there's some action in the Winter Olympics. I was watching the half pipe the other day, some big falls. You're watching some downhill snowboarding.
Yeah, snowboard cross, we call it. Thanks,
unreal,
bro.
Whatever it was. I was watching the girls the other day, and they were being blown off the top of the jumps.
I did notice that.
Yeah, the wind was strong, and no one was landing. They were coming up short.
Yes, they were.
Seeing someone come up short in a jump is
brutal. It's painful.
You know what most high-intense, high-action, high-energy sport that I've seen so far?
Speed skating.
No. Curling, my friend.
Oh, curling.
Curling. Right. Have you seen any of the curling?
I haven't caught any of it.
What the hell, man? How is that a sport?
So this is the one, if people don't know, they push rocks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like a kind of like a little kettle because it's got a handle on top, right?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah.
It's possibly the slowest sport you have ever seen. It's like lawn bowls slowed down 50%.
It's lawn.
You know, I'm not selling it well because it's a pretty low-key
event. Let's say that lawn bowls is T20. This is test cricket.
This is lawn bowls on ice.
Right, okay.
Right, so you slide this kettle as slow as you can while you have a partner or two in front of the kettle, just sort of sweeping it with two very average-looking brooms.
Yes.
Clearing its path, I'm not sure what the role is.
All right.
Speeding it up, slowing it down.
Must I do this? The way that they brush the ice in front of the stone as it curls down the track, it affects the way, it affects how fast or slow or vaguely left or right that it goes.
You can turn it, can
you? Not turn it, but you can affect it slightly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm still not interested. it looks to me like just professional sweeping. There's more. There's more people sweeping than there is throwing the thing in the first place.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
And like lawn bowls, instead of hitting the small bowl, you got to get it in the
near a target.
In the target, right in the center as much as you can. What I do love about curling is what's happened in the last 24 hours. Someone has come out that you might not know about who has just thrown their weight 100% behind curling. You know who's done it?
I don't know.
One of the toughest, most badass men in the world.
Matthias Cormann.
Mr. T.
Mr. T's a curling fan.
Mr. T from the A-team.
But I pity the fool. We'll come with them lies.
Okay.
Well, Mr. T's got some tweets because he's going nuts for curling. You want to read some of them? Here we go. Do you mind if I do it as Mr. T?
I don't know. It's an impersonation.
He's a character.
We're getting a thumbs up.
So I can do it if he's a character.
He's a person, but he has an affectation.
Yeah. So that's okay. All right. Here we go.
I believe it's okay. Well, we'll soon find out.
Okay.
I really am pumped watching the Winter Olympics. I am watching events that I never thought I would watch before.
Well, that's...
curling.
Yeah.
You heard me, fool. Curling.
I'm excited about Yosemite Sam, but can we hear Mr. T, please? Let's hear the actual Mr. T.
But I pity the fool. Curling is kind of different. Yeah, it is. It's exciting. It's not as easy as it looks, you know? Yes, it's like some skills. That's for sure. I like it. It takes skills.
All right, Colonel Sanders, we appreciate that. Send your complaints too. Do we give the address?
No.
What's M's email address?
That was M doing it. Mr. T impersonation. Our lovely M is preparing for her national tour, so she is off today.
I miss her.
Which means we are joined by broadcaster, comedian, one of the stars of our network. It's lovely to have you here, Tanya Hennessy. Nice to see you.
Thank you, boys.
Tanya.
My pants don't fit, so thanks for having me.
No problem at all.
Pants don't fit?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm trying to lose weight. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I'm just really struggling. I'm trying to be skinny, but I just really like food.
Yeah, look, it's a real poser.
So much good food out there.
Real poser, that one.
I hate exercising.
Oh, that's another one.
It's so hot. Yeah. I'm a sitter.
Oh, you're sitting. Well, my wife's doing sitting exercise at the moment. My wife, Tiffany Hall from tiffxo.com.
God, really hard on the plug there.
Thank you.
No, that's why we have to do that legally now.
Because she's got a sore ankle. Now, I understand, though, that one of your many claims to fame is that you're a former Luna Park stilt walker and clown.
Yeah, I used to work at Luna Park. How crazy is that?
Stilt
walker, I was there for like 3.5 years. And one of my jobs was to stilt walk. And the reason I wanted to do it was because, first of all, you're paid more. And second of all...
Oh, it's like danger money or just because of your skills?
Absolutely, yeah, danger money, yeah. Oh. And so you get half an hour on, half an hour off.
Okay.
And so for me, half an hour off... for me.
Yeah.
If you were a clown, you had to do 45 minutes on, and that was not for me.
Yeah.
And when I say on, I mean being a, you know,
out with the crowd.
Out with the people. But the first time I learned to, you know, walk in stilts, you know, you go out in the park when not many people are there on a Friday at like 4 o'clock.
Right.
And at this time is generally the time the big celebs go there. So like I've seen Pharrell there. Who else have I seen?
Pharrell.
You know what? That's probably the biggest name.
Okay, there we go. We started
this other name. Anyway, I was still walking out and it's really
Andrew O'Keefe?
Oh, God, I love Andrew O'Keefe. Oh,
well, you're out of here.
Okay. Oh, oh yes, sorry.
All right, who else have we got?
Sorry.
Is there a rolling roster of people?
You don't do that.
But I was walking on my stilts, and I lost balance, and I just grabbed onto somebody's head. I didn't know who. It was just someone in the park. And I put my hand on their head, and they were wearing a Rabbitohs jumper.
So is this a guessing game now? Can we
guess
who
it is? Who
do
you think it was? I mean, I feel like it's very obvious.
Well, see, because you've said Rabbitohs, who's the number one? Who's the number one Rabbitohs fan in the world?
You're asking someone who like races cars for a living.
So you don't know?
Russell Crowe. Greg Inglis.
It was Russell Crowe.
You grabbed Russell Crowe.
Yeah, grabbed Russell Crowe in the head, and I was like, "I'm sorry." And he just like sort of like looked at me like, "How dare you?" And I was like, "I'm so sorry. I'm just a fat girl giving it a go," you know.
And Rusty.
It was really, really bizarre.
So was he genuinely offended or just
a little
shocked?
Yeah, I think he was a bit offended. Yeah, like, he was because I was touched. You know, I'm right in his personal space on top of him.
Yeah, you're not expecting
I'm
6 foot
tall at this point. You know, like giving it a right crack.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, well, you and Rusty, eh? Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, that's
wouldn't have been my head you touched because you wouldn't have been able to reach it from up there.
No, that's right. Actually, you should consider the stilts. Oh, okay.
I need them just to drive, just to reach the pedals.
It's been a quick run here at Today FM.
Is it too insulting, like 2 minutes?
She's doing it. It's like she's on M's pace.
All right, Tanya. It's just like having M here.
It's lovely to have you here, Tanya. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. I'm low-key dying, boys, to be completely honest.
You're low-key dying?
What's up?
What does that mean?
Because as much as I love Andrew O'Keefe, I love Andrew O'Keefe, don't get me wrong.
That's three times you've said it.
So I believe it. You know, I love Russell Crowe.
Good.
But today, for me, is a big deal because I, Tanya Hennessy, am obsessed with you, Ed Cavalier.
Oh, yes!
Now, you probably don't know this. No way would you know this. Why would you know this? So, you know, I'm a stilt walker, clown, theatre performer, actor slash barista.
Yeah.
And
Slashy, one of the finest.
I, in 2009, was so obsessed with you. Oh, God, I'm shaking. Ed.
Too.
I'm shaking on...
Have you got photos of like through his window of his house or something?
And I used to watch it not for the celebs, not for like the Rebel Wilsons and your Hamish Blakes. I used to watch it for Ed Cavalier.
I know.
And so I know. And I flew to Melbourne from Sydney to go see you in the show, and I just like lived for it, and I still like.
Do you want me to leave, guys?
Maybe.
I can pop out.
No, I honestly went to see you because I just think you're so quick and you're so fast and you're a genius.
Very funny.
And I was so enamored by you, and to be standing here on air Today FM opposite Ed Cavalier, I'm low-key dying. Yeah,
genius.
It's pretty disappointing in real life. I should tell you this. I am actually Rob Mills.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
This horrible Florida shooting. The FBI, the headline today is that the FBI was warned about alleged high school student gunman Nicholas Cruz but couldn't find him. And we're joined now by 7 News US correspondent Ashley Mullaney, who is there at Douglas High School in Parkland. Good morning, Ashley. What is the latest?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, like you mentioned, the headline today were there red flags? Did the police have any warning about this guy? And what that was that the FBI was looking at was a comment on YouTube from a man, same name, Nicholas Cruz, a comment that said, "I'm going to become a professional school shooter," which was reported to the FBI, but they ultimately didn't find this guy. He has been charged today with, or opened up, 17 counts of premeditated murder. We know he stormed his old high school yesterday, carrying an AR-15 assault rifle and killed 17 people. 14 others were injured. It's a horrific scene for those kids that were involved. You know, I think you and I sit here not being able to quite grasp how anyone could get their hands on a weapon like that, or the gun violence in America. But, you know, for a 17-year-old kid to have to wrap their head around the trauma that they've gone through, can't even imagine.
And is it true, Ashley, there's talk that he pulled a fire alarm on the school, which obviously forced everybody out into the corridors to kind of maximise the carnage?
Yeah.
It's a very disturbing idea. This was a man on a very clear mission.
Yeah, well, you know, it appears that this was a well thought out plan. He was wearing a gas mask. He had these smoke bombs and apparently triggered the school fire alarm. And given that he was a former student at the school, he knew the drills. He knew where the kids would be going, where they'd run out of, and it appears that they've run right into his trap, and that's when he's opened fire and then has seemed to blend in with the students and been able to get away and go to a nearby neighbourhood and escape. But, yeah, just terrible.
Sounds just sickening. I hate hearing this sort of stuff. It just makes me want to be sick. So, Ash, I mean, you're at the school this morning. What's the feeling like?
Well, I have just been chatting to students that are down here today who were caught up in this drama yesterday, and they just said it was chaos, and they're obviously deeply upset and distressed. You know, some of these people have lost their classmates in circumstances that, you know, you just can't fathom. So it's a really tough time for them. And then, of course, it's become yet again another major political issue when it comes to gun control in the United States. And there doesn't seem to be any easy solution, easy fix on the horizon. We heard from President Trump this morning, and he made a national address where he spoke about needing to deal with mental health issues in the United States, but didn't make any mention of gun violence. In fact, the word gun didn't even come up once in his speech. So I think people are feeling concerned about what will happen next. Can anything change?
It's frustrating.
7 News US correspondent Ashley Mullaney, who is there on the site of this terrible shooting. We will see your updates on 7 News throughout the day. Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate your time.
You know what's incredible to think about this? Thank you, Ashley, so much. Is, you know how we've just started the school year, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how many school shootings there have been since the school year started?
No, I know.
18.
Well, 18.
In the United States. 18.
I'll play you a quick grab from one of the teachers talking about the drills and the way that they actually even prepare for things like this at this school and at schools like this in the States.
We have drilled for this. Yes, we had a training recently. We could not have been more prepared for this situation, which is what makes it so frustrating, because we have trained for this. We've trained the kids for what to do. And so the frustration is that we did everything that we were supposed to do. Barre County Schools has prepared us for this situation, and still, you know, to have so many casualties, you know, it's very, at least for me, it's very emotional, because I feel today like our government, our country has failed us.
Yeah. They're not going to do anything. This happens all the time. They're not going to do anything. They just won't.
Well, they say it's not an easy solution. It is an easy solution. Gun control. And it works.
They won't do it.
Like, it works.
They won't do it.
Do you think it's crazy that we live in a world where we have to be trained to know what to do when a gunman comes into a school?
And then he knew that training, so therefore used it to his advantage, which is just...
evil.
The whole thing's terrible.
Evil.
As America goes, we often follow. And America has just made a change to their McDonald's.
Let's call it a disturbing change,
Wait, I don't know what this is. And I'm a fiend for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've changed the Happy Meals. I'll give the details in a moment. So
if they've taken that toy out, they have lost a customer.
Where's the Happy if there's no toy? There's nothing happy in Happy Meals with no toy.
Now, Grant, you're currently in a world of Happy Meals. What is the toy that's going at the moment?
Current one is Shopkins, which is like little
grocery items. I want to know what Shopkins is, because you showed me a picture of what's meant to be a toy, Tanya. It was a table.
Mm. Yeah, that's
and
what
they
are.
It was a small...
tiny table and a tiny chair to put your tiny character on.
Okay. 131060, if you're someone who's dealing with a child at the moment who with Happy Meals, what is Shopkins? How is it fun?
It's very practical.
Shopkins is a parent's nightmare, because there's so many small pieces, it ends up everywhere.
But... someone needs to explain
like
to me how
it's like a piece of popcorn with eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it's not logical.
That is not...
Seriously, that's what it is, isn't it, Grant?
Yeah.
131060, if you're a parent that's having to get Shopkins for your kid in a Happy Meal or otherwise, what on earth is it? Because I know what toys look like.
Yeah.
Toys are things you can play with. Whenever they had the Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear on a skateboard,
yes!
Miss Piggy on a trike.
Yes, I remember.
That is a Happy Meal toy.
That's a Happy Meal toy.
They used to do Barbies as well. Do you remember those?
Did they really?
You probably weren't into that, but I was living. So,
What if I was? Would you judge me?
Absolutely not.
131060, what on earth is Shopkins? And then I'll tell you what they're doing to the Happy Meals, because they're going to do it here. Tanya, I understand that when I give you this news, it may come as a shock. Announced today in America, which means they're thinking about bringing it here, McDonald's is thinking of banishing cheeseburgers and chocolate milk from its Happy Meal menu.
Then what is it?
In an effort to cut down on the calories.
Fries.
You get just chips then? Because without a cheeseburger, it's no longer a Happy Meal.
Yeah. And also, like in an effort to what, help obesity or whatever. No one is going to McDonald's for a salad.
It is not a health food chain. We're going there for a treat, okay? And look, I've got kids that aren't great eaters, and sometimes, you know, when you're running behind time and maybe once a week as a special occasion, that's the best we can get them to do.
They'll have a happy meal.
They'll have a happy meal because it comes with the toy.
So the toy is a genuine enticement.
It's the hook.
It's the hook.
Yeah.
And does it matter what the toy is, or it's just we'd like
it? Doesn't matter. It's a free toy. They don't care what it is. They play for only for about a nanosecond before they discard it.
But if it happens to be a toy that's desirable, does I feel like that would make it more people would want it. Surely that's the idea.
Well, you know what they do is when they change them over regularly, they kind of then get they get stuck with the addiction of going, oh, I wonder what toy it's going to be this time. So the kind of the anxiety rises up in them about, I need to get to McDonald's because I think there's a new toy.
And the toy at the moment is?
Shopkins, which is a cult. it's horrendous. If you think you've ever, if you hate Lego because you've stood on it in a lounge room in the dark on the way to the toilet, you wait till you get Shopkins in your house. They are sharper, they are smaller, and they are by the millions.
All right, let's get into Shopkins because I had no idea. Now, Natasha from Schofields.
Morning, all.
Hi, Natasha. Now, I know that you've got a youngster with you, but I'm going to let you do it because it's always funny to hear parents try. Talk me through, how old is your daughter that's obsessed with Shopkins?
Rihanna's 9, and I think she's going into season 6, or if not more, of this Shopkins obsession.
She's had seasons.
For the last 3 Christmases, 3 birthdays, we've had a themed birthday party of the Shopkins. It's absolutely ridiculous. Pajamas, all the devices that go with the Shopkins, dollies, devices. Suitcases, undies, socks, you name it. And Grant, it's like Lego. It hurts your feet if you stand on it.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Like, it's like just putting random razor blades in your house.
Yeah. And so, okay, thank you, Natasha. So obviously Shopkins have worked it out. Now, is it started by Australian Shopkins? Is this a local?
Really?
Yeah, I'm seeing nodding. So this is
a
global.
I don't mind Shopkins. I don't have kids. But as an adult, I see it in the shop and go, yeah, I'd buy that if it wasn't weird for me to buy this 32.
But what is a Shopkins?
It is.
What is a Shopkins?
Things you'd buy in a shop. So like sometimes it's like a table with a face, or you know, jam toast with a face.
Yeah, they're mini supermarket items as well. Little fake food products or boxes of, you know, milk cartons.
With a face. So if
with
I could,
a face.
So I could, if I had the word with a face, I've invented a Shopkin.
Yeah,
so,
we should do a radio edition.
So a bar heater with a face as a Shopkin.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
A meth pipe with a face.
Oh, my God.
Is cute as hell.
Well, you wouldn't do that. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn from Camden.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Talk me through Shopkins, mate. What is it?
You know what? I'm still trying to figure it out. I have a 3-year-old that's obsessed with Shopkins, and I do not get it at all. she wants all the toys, but I have to admit, I secretly get a little bit annoyed. I instantly get excited when we go to the drive-thru to get this little Happy Meal thing, because I actually am probably more interested in seeing the toy, I think, than my 3-year-old is, because I miss the, like the 80s.
Yes.
As you were saying, those little ones, the Muppets I love.
Skateboards.
But I don't know if you remember those little boys used to love it. They had a huge like plastic boat. And it opened up and the Happy Meal was inside and you could put all the stickers around the outside.
Yeah. Oh,
the
red boat.
Jeez, that was a throwback back in the day.
Complete throwback to the 80s. Like, all those toys were so good and the new ones just seem like crap from China.
They don't do anything.
They've gone cheap on it. All right, thank you, Glenn. Fan of a boat, not a fan of a Shopkin. Aisha, 18 years old and from Liverpool. Now, you work at McDonald's, Aisha.
Yes, I do.
Okay, now talk us through, is the Shopkins craze big in Liverpool?
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. Parents and kids go crazy for them. They have meltdowns if they can't get the ones that they want. Like, they demand to see the toy before they even buy the Happy Meal just to make sure it's the toy that they want.
But, Aisha, do people realise they can go to Kmart and just buy it?
It's not free at Kmart.
And they keep it in their plastic, so if they don't have the one they want, they can come back and swap it. It's just crazy. Parents and kids all have meltdowns and cry and scream.
But you said parents, parents as well get excited?
Oh, yeah, 100%. If they don't have the Shopkins toy that they want, they go crazy.
Get a hobby.
I don't want to work in a McDonald's drive-thru window ever, I don't think, with unicorning and now this.
It's a dangerous
game. It's a dangerous job.
We are trying, actually, to get hold of the guy who created Shopkins. We believe someone in our team knows him.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He lives in a giant house with a face on it. We just happened to get hold of him. So normally at this point we would be doing M-tertainment, where M picks three stories, Tanya, from the world of entertainment that she personally cares about. She sifts through all of them. She doesn't want to do ones she doesn't like, which is very, you know, so she brings only the ones she likes.
It's fair to say it's her favourite segment of the day, right?
Yeah.
A lot of love goes into it.
Today, Ed?
I don't know. Maybe the opener will tell us.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
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 Today we're doing entertainment, and we start where M would normally start, with the Winter Olympics.
Yesterday. I feel like that's not entertainment news.
I'm pretty sure that's not where she would start.
I said Winter Olympics, and both of you said, I'm pretty sure that's not entertainment. You're probably right. So, yesterday I'm watching the crashing.
He's doing it, okay.
Otherwise known as the snowboard cross, where a young man, Jared Hughes, got his wonderful silver medal for Australia. Great job, buddy.
Hughesy.
Well, he is the new Hughesy now, which made me remember. Do you remember 4 years ago when we weren't talking Hughesy, we were talking this guy?
Three Australians in a row, Alex Pullen up next, Chumpy.
Remember Chumpy Pullen?
Chumpy Pullen.
Oh, absolutely don't.
Okay. Well, he didn't win, so don't worry about it. But 4 years ago.
He was only there for his name.
Do you remember 4 years ago, Channel 7, it was just Chumpy Pullen promos?
All the time.
Is that his real name?
Well, it's Alex Chumpy Pullen. His real name's Chumpy, but he calls himself Alex.
Right.
So, other way round. What I love with snowboarders is that when they give the descriptions of them, there's no such thing as a hard luck snowboard story. This guy grew up in the mean streets of Jindabyne. All pretty.
Yeah, they're rich.
Drive to the slopes each weekend in his Range Rover.
Yeah, it's all. Yep. But good luck to them. They're having a go. And so then with the overseas people, you can hear the commentators looking for something to say about them. Have a look what they've come up with for American snowboarder.
This is Hagen Kearney. They enjoy their music. And he plays guitar in a Salt Lake City rock band.
And
you can actually hear the ruffling of papers. Like, oh, God, someone get his Instagram up.
What does he do? He's a stoner. Can't say that.
Enjoys music.
Let's go with rock band.
So then we move to the best description of any Winter Olympian yesterday. This is again during the snowboard cross. It had been on for about an hour at this point. Yes, I was still watching it while I was looking after my son. They'd thought of everything they could say about them.
Yeah.
So they went for this description.
I'm a huge fan of Shira's riding. He's known for his absorbent legs.
Absorbent legs?
His
legs are three ply. They are absorbent legs.
That's so weird. And also, I argue, Ed, not entertainment news.
Yeah, I argue too, mate. You know
what?
Give
us something with a drag queen.
I'm missing my glitter. I'm missing picking glitter out of the various orifices of my body when she is here delivering delicious news that she does.
Did Em leave you something? Because you should read that.
We need you to do the news that she wants you to do, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, hang on. Let me do a little intro here. Yeah. For the segment that stops the nation, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Ed, Mr. Showbiz Cavalry.
So here we go. Amy Schumer shocks with surprise wedding to new boyfriend Chris Fisher.
Schumer
has pulled off the ultimate celebrity feat. She just married her boyfriend, officiated by a drag queen. There you go, Em.
Where's she going to get all the material from? Because, like, for the last 5 years, her material is about being a single lady.
Well, now she's got, I guess, married life. Anyway, Jake Gyllenhaal was there. Jennifer Aniston was there. Chumpy Pullen, I believe. They were all there.
All the big stars.
Here is one that she's also left me. Fans fume at Kylie Minogue's ticket prices. Do you want to meet fans or millionaires, they're asking online? This is a headline coming out of the UK. Kylie Minogue, can we hear Kylie's current hit, please? There it is. This is the new one from Kylie.
I don't think this one's new.
This is the...
it was the last time Ed was into entertainment news.
Is she still with Jason Donovan?
Oh, God.
So Kylie Minogue...
I think he loves her for her absorbent legs.
London concert at the exclusive Café de Paris... People have balked. If you want to meet and greet with Kylie Minogue, who we love, this is how much it's going to cost. $1,700 Aussie dollars.
What?
That's a lot of money.
For a meet and greet.
Nah.
What's that per centimetre?
I think it's weird to charge fans for meet and greets, just
straight up. I think it's all right, but I think it's $1,700.
Does it go to charity?
I don't think so. Maybe the Victims of Locomotion. It has... $1,700 to meet her. It's $2,000 if you want to get engaged to her.
Oh.
And you can meet Danny Minogue for $2.50.
Yeah.
Get out of here, please.
That's edutainment. Friggy, friggy, friggy.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
At 12 past 8, it is time to try and give somebody $10,000 with Alpha Bucks. Official game show host Grant Denyer, who have you got for us this morning?
Kirsten from Blacktown, are you ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
Oh, my God, yes.
You made it through. Congratulations.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Are you freaking out, girl?
I am, seriously.
Are you got anything coming up that the money could be good for?
Yeah, we'll get married in about 5 months, so it would be massive.
Oh, there's so many bills mount up when it comes to a wedding. They're so expensive. So let's see if we can shoot for the 10 grand and really change that wedding for you. You ready to go?
Yeah.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter A, okay?
Okay.
A for apple. Now, for each question you get right, you score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. So, Kirsten, you ready? Your letter is A. Here we go.
Yep.
Name a colour.
Pass.
An electrical item.
Pass.
A cocktail. A cocktail?
Oh, pass.
A language.
Arabic.
A body part. An actress.
Pass.
A nut.
Pass.
A store.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Kirsten, did the pressure get to you, did it, Tal?
Yes, I couldn't even think.
Oh, you poor thing.
Now you know what happens to everybody in Family Feud in Fast Money. It's so difficult, but you know what? We got a couple of answers in there, which is pretty handy. So it's $200 is what we're going to give you today, Kirsten. So thank you so much for playing Alpha Bucks.
Hang on, Kirsten.
Thank you so much.
Hang on. The final adjudicator is Ed Cavalli. So.
No, you're very cute, Kirsten. Double pass to go and see Robbie Williams as well. That's our wedding present to you. So well played.
Oh, my God, thank you.
No, thank you.
That's all right.
I know how much those wedding bills can stack up. Another chance to play Alpha Bucks on Monday. The first one, a colour that starts with A.
Aqua.
Amber.
Apricot.
I just don't know enough colours.
Yeah, it was tough.
What would you have said?
I don't work for Duelox.
A body part, arm. I would have gone with arm. Hey, just a little bit of traffic. The bus is travelling over the bridge. Harbour Bridge is delayed 30 minutes. They're still clearing some traffic in and around that area. I want to talk about travelling for food, Tanya Hennessy, who's filling in for M today, because there's also travelling for food is something that I want to talk to you about, because chocolate Cadbury's have just taken caramel milk off the shelves.
Oh, can I just tell you, I've never loved anything more than this chocolate.
What is it?
Oh, God, Grant, are you kidding? You don't know what caramel milk is? Have you been on the internet? Like, everyone's going mad for it. It's a mixture between caramel and white chocolate.
I would love that.
And it tastes like condensed milk. And they've recalled it yesterday. Condensed it was this milk? Massive deal, and it put on the internet, you know, it's got plastic parts in it, manufacturing
it
issue.
It contains small, flexible pieces of food-grade plastic.
Yeah, but, Ed, I was eating it whilst reading that. I don't even care. Like, I've eaten around mold on a bread, and that wasn't even at uni.
Around the mold.
It doesn't bother me. Like, I think so many people are just like living for this because it's so good. But yeah, it has been taken off the shelves. But prior to this, people were traveling crazy distances to get it. It was going mental online. $150 a block on eBay, I saw.
$150.
Is a black market for it?
I went to two separate supermarkets. It was sold out. And then I drove 45 minutes.
What's it got in it? Crack.
It tastes... Probably. I mean, no.
No.
But it's so good. I drove 45 minutes for this. I'd travel anywhere for food.
Well, this is a great question. 131060, how far have you traveled for food in particular? a particular type of food, how far did you travel for it? Because there's been, remember when the first Krispy Kreme opened up in Penrith?
Yeah.
There were people coming from everywhere. I believe I did a Black Thunder Cross from there. 13, 10, 60 there. That's right. 2003 when that opened up. The 7th.
I remember that. It was like a Christmas. I was at uni in Bathurst. I drove from Bathurst to Penrith.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. How far have you traveled for food? And also, if you're addicted to this cow milk stuff, what is it? Why is it so delicious? Why are people paying $150?
To be honest with you, I've got a block in my bag, but I'm not sharing it. Can we talk about cow milk? Now, have either of you guys tried it?
No, I haven't. But you're saying that they are your flavours, Ed.
Well, caramel and white chocolate are my flavours. And now, but I'm not going to get the chance, Tanya, because Cadbury's recalled it.
Yeah, they've recalled it because apparently it had some plastic in it. No, whatever. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't care what's in it. It's delicious. And we should find some. And even if it's got plastic in it, you just eat around it, Ed. You'll be fine. but so many people before this recall happened were like frothing this, travelling crazy distances to get it. I travelled 45 minutes, maybe 50 minutes That's myself because I couldn't get it. You know,
that's
what?
A big haul.
I've got a lot of time though, Grant.
No, okay.
I don't do a lot.
It's a mission.
I'm sitting, fine chocolate, sit again. So 13, 10, 60, I would be so interested to know how far you've travelled for food because I think 40 minutes is nothing.
Well, Ebony from Campbelltown. Now, Ebony, you're talking cow milk.
Yes, caramilk, yes.
Okay, have you travelled to try and get hold of some caramilk?
I have, not so much distance, but I went to 5 Coles. This is all in one day.
You're like me, Ebony, not a lot on.
Yeah. I don't even really like caramel, but it was just like I had to have it. It was like a golden ticket kind of scenario.
Oh, girl, I hear you. And when it's on the internet and everyone's talking about it, you're like, oh, me too.
Exactly, yeah. So 5 Woolworths, 4 Coles. 1 Coles was 3 times in one day. Got it, and then I was like, ugh. What do I do with my life now? I have it.
Do you still have it?
I ate it all. No, it's
you
ate it all.
So there you go. That's what you do with your life. You eat it. Was it delicious?
Yeah, it. It wasn't great.
It doesn't taste like condensed milk, like everybody says.
I don't think so at all. I think it tastes like caramel fudge, to be honest.
Oh, I really want some now. Like Ebony, stop it. Now I really want to go Coles hopping with you. Okay, Ricky from Liverpool. Ricky, how far have you travelled for food?
5 hours.
Oh, God. That's out of control.
For what?
So it was just before my 30th birthday. My son and I, spur of the moment, decided to drive to the Big Banana for their rock candy.
And they write names and words and stuff in it, right?
Yeah, and pictures and different flavours. And he'd never been before, so why not?
And
drove
also,
up there, we had and bought some lollies and drove back home again.
That's 10 hours, but you go a bit loopy before you turn 30, I reckon.
Oh, man. I need something to do. I've got a bucket list. Got to do it. Thank you, Ricky. Anonymous. Oh, I love it. Anonymous. Anonymous, how far did you travel for food?
I flew from Sydney to Darwin for food.
What? Crocodile.
You are a queen.
What was it?
It was Paul's Iced Coffee. Now, you can only get it in the NP.
Paul's Iced Coffee?
Yeah. You know, Dare does an all right one.
No, nothing will ever compare to this.
How much was the trip cost you all up?
$700.
And what did your partner say when you told him?
He doesn't know still, and that's why I'm anonymous, because he was working long hours. So I worked it, but I could leave at the same time as him, get to the airport, jump on a flight, get my milks, jump on the next flight and still be home before him.
That's insane.
Do you have a job, girl?
Yeah, I chucked a sickie.
That's so solid. God. Is there a chance he could be listening right now and might recognise your voice?
I hope not.
No, it's anonymous.
It's anonymous, sorry.
And when you get caught, no, it's an affair, I promise. It's not ice milk. Thank you, anonymous. And guys, we've been talking today about Shopkins. Grant, you first brought this to our attention because Shopkins is currently in Happy Meals. There's the toy that comes with it. You showed me some photographs of a large collection of Shopkins that your six-year-old has.
Yeah, she's mad for them right now. So in the moment that that became a toy at McDonald's, that's all she wants to do now. That's the kind of power that Shopkins has.
I've just found out, we found out during the show, that it's an Australian toy
that
has been invented in Australia and it's taken on the world. Only the 600 million items sold thus far, Tanya.
600 million.
And we are very honoured to be joined now by Rowan, who is the design director for Shopkins. Morning, Rowan.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Well, this is amazing.
Isn't it?
What a success story. You must be proud.
Look, not just me, really. It's the whole team, and it's a surprisingly small team in Australia that works on Shopkins. But, yeah, it's been really quite a ride, and we've been loving it.
What was the idea behind the concept? Like, what is Shopkins for those who haven't heard it?
Well, if there is anyone left that hasn't heard about Shopkins, they're small micro-collectibles. they represent anything that you can find in the shopping centre. So all your common everyday household items, food, groceries, lollies, and then homewares items. And they're really, really small. So they're about an inch tall or kind of 2.5 centimetres tall. And they've got cute little faces on them and girls and boys. And everyone just collects them like mad. They're super cute.
They're so cute. I love them, Rowan. Is it weird that I'm 32 and going, weird for me to buy these? Because I see them in the shops all the time and go, oh, I don't have kids.
Not weird at all. I'm the same age and I play and design and work with them every single day. So, no, it's not weird.
So, Rowan, what counts as a shop? If I was going to pitch a design for some Shopkins, what's a yes and what's a no? Can I pitch a couple of ideas to you?
Let's go for it. Let's try.
All right. What about a desalination plant?
It's going to be hard to put a face on it, and it's got to have a face. So I would say no.
Okay, what about a Grant Denyer Shopkin? So it's Grant Denyer with his face, but then another face over the top of that again.
I think we could definitely do that. Definitely.
That would if you could come up with an M and Grant Shopkin, that would make all of our lives, Grant. Rowan, that would be amazing.
It wouldn't be the first request that people have had to have a Shopkin of themselves, but I think it's cuter if, you know, girls all around the world and people all around the world can see them and go, yep, that is definitely a iron or an apple or a strawberry. So it's tough. It's very tough.
Have you got a quintessential piece that you're particularly proud of that you've created and made yourself or you're famous for?
Look, myself and the Shopkins, again, it's a small team, but everyone's working them. I did work on a little limited edition Shopkin, which is a trophy. It's a golden trophy that we actually made in real gold. And we showed it off in New York about a year ago. So we have a real gold Shopkin. There's only one in the world, and that's pretty exciting. But we've got, you know, stacks, and there's limited edition ones, and there's different teams. And now we've moved into the Shopkins dolls, and there's pets, and there's all sorts of other stuff.
It's an amazing Aussie success story. Congratulations. Give us a hint about the future of Shopkins. What's the next? Give us a scoop on the next thing coming for Shopkins. Yeah,
one that doesn't hurt when you stand on it would be nice, Rowan, if that's okay.
Look, unlike other blocks and things like that, these are soft, so they don't hurt under the foot. You can stand on them. Look, 5 years we've been going with Shopkins now, and it's still going strong. It's an amazing brand. We're still the number one franchise in girls' toys when you combine it all together after 5 years. So that's an amazing thing. But
well done.
Looking forward. Look, stacks going on. Can't say too much. Obviously, my lips are sealed. But if you love shopping, if you love the theme of Shopkins, and if you know you're out there collecting all these little collectibles, I promise we're pushing it. We're innovating. We're doing new fun stuff. So season 10 coming out this year. It's going to be super exciting. So
Rowan,
everyone's going to love it.
The design director for Shopkins. Parents everywhere are either cheering or shouting at their radios right now. But it is a massive Aussie success. No, they love it.
You've cost me a fortune, Rowan. Yes. Thanks, mate. You've made my kids very happy.
Good on you, Rowan. Well played, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Good to chat.
Tanya, do you believe there is this bloke that's been doing the rounds called Noah on YouTube, a time traveller he claims to be from the...
Noah?
I mean, Noah's a weird name.
It's biblical and it's kind of, yeah.
Oh, actually, that's interesting. No, I'm obsessed with this guy. Keep going.
From the year 2030. Now, he has started doing the rounds, doing interviews and stuff like that, and I'll get to my own exclusive chat with him in a moment because he's been doing predictions. Well, hang on. What are they? They're actually memories for him.
Yeah.
If he's from 2030.
Yep. So he's not predicting something. He's experienced it.
Yeah.
Well, one of his predictions, Ed, was that Snapchat is no longer going to be used. And it's like, obviously. Like, that to me is not
groundbreaking.
Insightful. Like, that's just
that's not helping me.
No one's using it right now. So obviously no one's going to be using it in the future.
Oh, I'm hearing skepticism.
I think it's marketing. I think it's really, really clever.
So you think it's marketing?
Absolutely.
But for what?
Like a tech product.
So someone's going to say, this is so advanced, I've come from the future to tell you how advanced it is.
Oh, because hang on, maybe it's due to something that he says. Let's have a listen to some of Noah's work. This is him. When you hear a beam, that's him passing a lie detector. He's hooked up to a lie detector in this YouTube video.
Are you an actual time traveler from the year 2030?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Noah, a lot of people ask us if you have any actual evidence that you are a time traveler.
Yeah, so I have no physical evidence besides the thing that's in my wrist and, you know, predictions, but I'm not sure if I can give them due to a paradox.
So you're thinking that, when he says the thing on his wrist, do you think that's what they're going to end up going to be the product that he's plugging?
Yeah, so maybe it's, you know,
like
Pandora.
A Tamagotchi.
A Pandora Tamagotchi.
Yeah, it could be a new modern Tamagotchi.
You know what I also realised? I didn't realise that time travel makes you sound like Vin Diesel.
Now, you have to use a voice changer on him because he doesn't want, he can't reveal himself.
Yeah, because he works for a marketing agency, like, for sure.
Well, no, the reason that he's here, you've got to remember that he says that his natural year is 2021, but he's stuck here because he got fired. He has a job in 20... There's a lot of snickering, Year 9, where they...
I'd love to believe it, though. In all sincerity, I would love to believe that time travel exists.
But he passed a lie detector test, which is, you know, not hard. It's hard to do, I'd imagine.
You can do it. Like, if you wholly and solely believe your own story, you will pass.
Really?
Yeah, a lie detector test. If you're telling the truth, like Noah, who's from the year 2030.
No way, Ed Cavalier, you believe this story.
When I sat down with Noah yesterday, I obviously had to use the voice changer to get some more predictions.
Okay.
Would you like to hear some of the memories, we're calling them, some of the things that have happened by the year 2030?
I'd love to.
Well, transport's a big one. Are we going to have flying cars?
Yes.
So I asked Noah, will we still be using cars? And this is what he said.
In the future, we all ride around on giant pogo sticks that have got motor that go wee-wee, jumping around. That's how you get around. There's no cars in that.
Pass. Do you hear him pass?
Yeah, that was
true.
Pogo stick, yeah.
I then asked Noah, so obviously our Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is having a lot of problems about his political future, that he may suspend it at the moment, or he's taking leave at the moment, and people are wondering, it's a day-to-day issue. Mm. So I said, all right, well, let's jump forwards. Is Barnaby Joyce still a politician in 2030? And
good
this
question.
Is what Noah said.
In the future, Barnaby Joyce is Prime Minister of Australia and America. He also runs the Spearmint Rhino. He's got 1,000 kids. And if you try and media advise him, look out, he'll media advise you right back. You're covered.
He sounds oddly Australian.
Barnaby.
He's a very relaxed bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, Barnaby. Isn't he?
God, what a wonderful insight to what's to come.
And the other one that...
1,000 kids.
And America, Prime Minister.
He has also been asked about television. He keeps saying that everyone uses virtual reality like Google Glass. He says that people are always talking, Tanya and Grant, you guys both work in television. People are always worried about the future of television. And also about whether or not what is the world's true religion, if there's any more kind of disasters
happens. Yes.
So I asked Noah, all right, Noah, that's a biblical name. Is there anything you can tell me about the future of technology and the future of religion? Mm. And this is what he told me.
In the future, Jesus comes back to Earth and he's in a reality show called Messiah at First Sight.
It's all true.
It's cloudy.